You can't help but think of the subject of faith as we were studying and getting ready for the Bible study for this afternoon. So I'm going to look at a few thoughts about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, please. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, that is to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what is faith? And faith simply is this, that is confidence in the trustworthiness of God. And perhaps we lack sometimes in faith because we ourselves are not trustworthy to others. But our God is always there. He is always faithful. We can always count on him. Verse 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For we must believe that he is. That he is God, not a God. As we work with the First Nations down our way, they worship the Creator. And the Creator is whatever to them that it might be, but they do not know God. God, he's a rewarder. There is no reward coming back to them. They are without God and without hope and without faith. But there is a little word in here that's very important for you and I. We must believe that he is. And we do believe that he is. But he is a rewarder of those that casually seek after him. No. Take attention to the words. We've been hearing that it's hard to keep up with all that we've been given. But he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Day by day, seeking God. Day by day, making it your life. Just realizing that we count on him. Faith is not a leap in the dark. Really, faith is a leap into the light. Perhaps you've read the tract of the house that was on fire. And there was no way to get upstairs to the little boy that was upstairs. And he crawled out of his window and there was a flat roof there under his window that was a garage. And the father could see him coming. And the father says, come lad, come. I'm here, I'll catch you. And of course the father could see him because the fire was behind and it was all light. But the little boy was looking out into the dark and he couldn't see his father. And the father said, you have to jump. You need to jump now. But Father, I can't see you. And here is the secret. The Father says, but I can see you. You jump. We want it to be all light. And often it isn't all light in our life. And the circumstances that come into our life, there is darkness, but not to the Father. And we must diligently seek him. Did you pray this morning? Praying in the morning as we leave a home is this. I don't know what is planned for my day, but he does. I don't know what is before me, but he does. And I'm putting my life, my trust in him as I go out today, praying to him. So faith is a link that connects us with God. And I want to ask you, are you connected to God? Are you saved? Are you born again? Do you know your sins forgiven? And then, for the believer, yes, you and I are connected to God. But in our life, are we at loose ends? Where are we in our life with God? And in our faith? D.L. Moody describes three kinds of faith. The first one, he says, is a struggling faith. A person in deep water. I have a sister that She says she's saved, and so I treat her as that, but she doesn't show it. But if she is, she's struggling in deep water. Where are you today, child of God? And then Mr. Moody says there is a clinging faith, a person hanging onto the side of a boat, hanging on, but he's still in deep water. And then he says there is a resting faith, a person in the boat reaching out to others. So where are you and I this morning in our faith and our trusting the Lord Jesus Christ? So how does faith work? We read there in verse 7 of Hebrews 11, Noah by faith saved his family. Noah by faith saved his family. How did that happen? God spoke and commanded. Noah heard and obeyed. And there is where we see our faith in action. When we are obedient. We are sometimes like the little boy. I just can't see it. No, will you trust me? We need to learn to trust our God. In spite of all the odds that were against Noah, his actions proved his faith. And James would remind us that faith without works is dead. So the Christian life not only begins with faith, but it's a continuation day by day. Prayer and faith work together. Prayer makes the request, and faith obtains the promise of God. Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, and this is the New King James Version I'm reading from. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe, have faith, that you will receive them, and you will have them. Faith. We had the replica of the Ark at the Linden Fair, Linden, Washington. And we had a lot of people come by, but one afternoon, it seemed like after a crowd that came by, I was working on the table trying to clean it up and replenish the supplies. And you talk about hard of hearing. Well, that's me. I thought I could hear a person talking, but there was nobody close to me. So I looked up, and here's a guy, I'd say maybe probably 40, and he's standing in the walkway, and he's looking at the ark. And in the ark we have a little sign up there. We have Noah was up there, and we have a sign, Noah. Noah believed God, Noah obeyed God, and Noah worshiped God. And this man was looking at that little sign that we had, and he says, Noah believed God. Noah obeyed God. Noah worshiped God. And he got my attention. And I was looking at him, and he didn't really pay much attention to me, but he went over that again. And he said, Noah believed God. I don't have a problem with that. And Noah worshiped God. I can do that. Noah obeyed God. I have a problem with that. Obedience is faith. Trusting God. Moving on with God. So let us just see faith in action. Acts 27. Acts 27, please. And here we have Paul, Acts 27 and verse 21. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou shalt be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Here is Paul. He knows that he's on the way to Rome. Not sure probably what is going to happen there, but this storm comes. And the sailors were fearful for their lives. So it must have been an awful storm. But Paul was ready to be used of God. Over the years, he understood faith and believing God. And in the midst of a storm, here Paul could say to these men, be of good cheer. Now, put yourself into Paul's boots. Hanging out, everybody's hanging out for their life. And they've thrown out most of their goods, and they know that there's no hope. And here stands up this Christian, and he says, be of good cheer. There is faith, number one. Against all odds, are we really going to believe God? That's faith. Be of good cheer. Usually, you know, Paul was going through trials. And they are usually the one that needs to be cheered up. But Paul never lost sight of his God. He said, there stood by me this night an angel of God. Faith is positive. Paul knew who his faith was in. An angel of God. And here we were mentioning about, you know, bowing your head to give thanks in a restaurant. Yeah. That's a testimony that who you are. And Paul says, an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And perhaps our faith is weak because our service is weak. God saved us to serve Him. And we should be doing it willingly and lovingly. Faith is bold, not afraid, not embarrassed to identify with God. Faith serves. He said, God has given me, He's granted me all of you. I believe God. But you say, I'm not Paul. Paul was a great man. I'm not like Paul. Well, let's look at the next one. Luke, please. Chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. We'll go down a little bit. Verse 28. And the angel came in unto her, that is Mary, and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord be with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know no man? And the angel answered, and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. So here, in our minds, we don't have the mighty Paul, but we have Mary, you and I. Woman that No different than you and I are. Circumstances come into our life. And here, the angel of the Lord appeared unto her. Sometimes, God doesn't tell us all the events. In this case, He told her, Mary, you're going to have a child. And she says, well, how can this be? I know not a man. How can this happen? And you know, it's okay to ask questions. Mary asked questions, and what's not a sign of unbelief, but just how can this be? However, when you get the answer to your question, move on. Don't be fearful. Sometimes we ask and the Lord shows us and we still want more. But when He gives us the answer, we must move on. Even the Lord, you know, He is our great high priest because He's been through all that we have been through. Even He asked the question, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He knew why. But I see in this question some calmness and confidence in our own heart that at times we ask, Lord, I'm not just sure. What shall we do? Faith submits. When she asked, the Lord gave her what was going to happen. And in verse 38, what an attitude. Be it unto me according to thy word. Faith is obedience. And here we see in the life of Mary, be it unto me. Do you realize that? I'm sure you must realize, but I think sometimes we don't think about it. She was going to have to go home and tell her folks that she's going to have a child. Who's going to believe her? And tell Joseph. And then when she is showing that she's going to have a child, all the neighbors are going to, what is this? She had to stand strong. She had to tell them what the angel told her. Noah had to stand strong. Yeah, there's no reason why it should ever have a big ark there in the desert. But the reason was, God said, and Noah believed, and Noah obeyed, and Mary believed. No doubt, she went through problems and trials, and difficulties, but she believed in being unto me. So, again, you and I, like Mary, and perhaps at work, you will be questioned where you were on the weekend. Did you have a good long weekend? Yeah. Tell them that's where you were. We've already been reminded of that. But there is the opportunity. You can say, oh, I'm going to visit friends and family. That's true. What are we going to tell them? This is faith. In our life. And God will bring those circumstances in. And sometimes we totally miss it. Because we're not in touch. We haven't committed our ways to the Lord. We're struggling. And He wants us. And God wants us to have rest in our souls. And peace in our heart. And He wants to use us. So, when people ask you what you did on this wonderful long weekend, or next weekend, but what are you going to tell them? And that's just one area that God can use and give you opportunities to strengthen your faith, to enjoy, to tell them where you were. And you may have the opportunity to tell them some of the things that you heard. Faith.
Wonderful thing. We'll hear more about it in the Bible study. The other one was this. We won't turn to it. But we have Abraham in Romans. I liked about Abraham. He was promised
long before it ever happened. And you know what the Bible says? He staggered not at the promises of God. You ever seen a person stagger down the street? And you look and say, they're drunk. They're under the influence of alcohol. And then sometimes you see a younger generation. And you figure they're probably shot up. And they're drunk. But Abraham was under the influence of the Spirit of God. And he staggered not. And that is what God wants you and I to be. There that we stagger not. But we're strong for the Lord. And be like Mary, be it unto me, according to thy word.